Welcome to episode 4 of the Recca Stowe podcast. I'm your host, John Champion, and this is a place where we gather to talk about concerts and have great conversations about music and things that are going on in the world. This week's show is awesome and amazing. We're going to be talking about psychedelic music. I also review the July Parliament Funkadelic show in Greensboro, North Carolina. And I interview Daniel Chavis of the legendary Velt and Chico Scott. All right, we're going to learn a lot about a great show that's coming up in Raleigh soon. I've got links to many of the songs I discuss and videos from the shows and more on the podcast Facebook and Twitter pages. And also, you can find links in the show description. Lots of links. Now, the podcast is available on Anchor, Google, Apple, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Radio Public, and Stitcher, and many more to come. So listen and share. Tell your friends all about it so that they can listen and share as well. We're going to start the show right after this break. We're back on the Recca Stowe podcast. I'm John Champion, and let's talk about that Parliament show. So about 2 weekends ago, on July 27th, I went to see two of my favorite bands, George Clinton Parliament Funkadelic and Fishbone. Now, I've seen both of these bands many times live, and in fact, I was damn near smushed at a show in the 80s. In Chapel Hill at the Cat's Cradle watching a Fishbone show. I can only say it's one of the best experiences of my musical youth. Now, that Truth and Soul album, to this day, still means so much to me. It just hit on everything that was important at that time in my life. Race, culture, sex, teen angst. So many great songs. Divorce. Like I said, politics, everything. And if you've never seen them live, man, they have so much energy. It's almost undescribable. It was like, for a while, it was like almost every member played two instruments, like would play a horn and sing. It's just, you just really have to see it. Keyboard player with a rotating keyboard, so he's playing and moving around in a circle. Chris Dowd is back with the band. It's a beautiful thing. And I remember the recorded intro to my first Fishbone show. I was blown away. It's like this over-the-top voice that was like, "Welcome to Fishbone, a funk, rock, jazz, ska, calypso, gospel, blues experience." And I mean, it really is. I mean, so many different styles, and they play them all. And, you know, I know they suffered financially, commercially, because no one knew how to market a band that can play anything like that, you know? I mean, and it's not like they were going to sell out and just do, you know, one style of music for pop culture. You just can't put Fishbone in a box. Amazing, thought-provoking, and funny lyrics, and amazing musicians. Again, one of my favorite bands, and if you ever have the chance to see them live, oh man, it's a joy. Just watching them groove and get the crowd worked up, and it's just great, great, great music. Sadly, I got to this show late. Got off work, and I only caught the very last song by Fishbone, but they still did not disappoint me. They did a Subliminal Fascism from that Truth and Soul album, which is like 2 minutes long. And they gave a special shout out to 45 and their extra special Fuck Racism style. Angelo Moore got down into the crowd from the stage, was walking on chairs, in the amphitheater, just moving among the people, reminded me of a show they did at the Mad Monk in Wilmington that I saw in the 90s. Had to be maybe 94, 95. Angelo is crawling up a big wooden balcony, just like Spider-Man, while the band is jamming. And they are vamping the Fat Albert theme. Just the part that goes, nah, 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 gonna have a good time. And it was just so funky. But someone unplugged their speakers or set the speaker cables on fire as the band spoke out against racism, as they often do. So, but it just delayed the show. They came back and played it. Man, and they still tore the stage up. Even though I didn't see the entire set of this most recent show, I felt really good being there. One thing that meant a lot to me, I was in the company of the person who took me to my very first concert. It was Prince and Rick James at Dorton Arena in Raleigh in 1981. So I was glad I was able to share Parliament Funkadelic with a good person in my life, one of my favorite cousins, and just really, really enjoyed doing something cool for him and seeing that he was happy and taking him back to his heyday and all the times I rated their albums. So it was cool. Fishbone blew the minds of the bougie folks in the crowd. There were some folks who just didn't want to try and get it. You know, I call them funk fakers, because you have to know, and Angelo even said it, we love George Clinton. He inspired us in so many ways. So why would you turn up your nose at an electric guitar solo? Why are you here if you don't know Maggot Brain? Now, on the other side, it was really great to see some hardcore bunketeers, some old heads really having a good time. And there was a Japanese family behind me, and you know, and I just felt like, you know, and I know in Japan that's how they'll go to a concert and they're just silent. I just wanted to see them grooving and shaking, but I understand they don't do that. Fishbone played first on the Screensboro show, which surprised me. And then a band called Galactic played. I'd never heard of them, but they were amazing. They're a jam band, and God, I hate that term, jam band, from New Orleans. And they sound so good. It's like traditional New Orleans jazz, funk, soul, acid jazz. Now, they use a lot of different vocalists, but the lady on tour with them that evening, lead vocalist Erica Falls. And let me tell you, she sang her face off. She had the crowd on their feet, which is hard to do when, you know, you're hearing songs that aren't cover songs. You know, it's hard for bands to get people into songs they haven't heard, you know. But she was just, man, she's such a great singer. Like I said, she sang her face off. And if you go and check out their music, they use lots of different singers. Guys, girls, they use Macy Gray on some stuff. I've got links to some of their songs in the show description. So make sure you check that out. That is something you really, really want to hear. Now, there's much, much more ahead on the podcast, including my take on what could be George Clinton's final show in the Carolinas. Hear that, and don't miss my interview with Daniel Chavis of the Velt and Apollo Heights. He's going to be talking about a big show coming up that you should support. I'm going to tell you all about it right after the break. Back on the Wreckus Stowe podcast. I'm your host, John Champion. Thank you so much for listening. Now, I'm talking about that amazing July show in Greensboro at the White Oak Amphitheater with Fishbone, Galactica, George Clinton, and P-Funk. The show overall was amazing. I've always wondered how bands that size of Parliament, make it all come together without hurting each other. I mean, dancers, musicians, dozens of musicians. Man, there had to be 30 folks on that stage. George sounds great. He was on his feet, pumping up the crowd and singing in strong voice for most of the show. Blackbird McKnight was on guitar. That was a real treat, as well as Gary Scheider's son, Garrett. That's right, Diaper Man's son, Garrett. I've got a great Washington Post article about him in the show description, so make sure you check that out. That's something you really need to read and enjoy. More about the show, those sexy chicks were rocking on stage and off, and the funk was flowing. There were lots of rappers, and it sounded amazing. George has always had a big love of hip-hop, and he had lots of young family members performing, and he kept referencing three generations of P-Funk. He's from Kannapolis, North Carolina, so it's kind of a homecoming. So you can imagine, classic songs had some new life with some new rap verses, and it was amazing. It was really, really a cool show. That, like I said, you gotta think. I mean, you gotta carry on that legacy and make it new for young people. And it's such an important piece of American history. And the actual mothership is in the African American Smithsonian in Washington D.C. So that's a beautiful thing. Now, if you look at the Facebook and Twitter pages for the podcast, you'll find some videos and pics from the show. I've got links in the show description. It was really great to see people of all races coming together to truly be one nation under a groove for that night. Now, seeing my favorite groove and characters done live with old Sir Nose Devoid of Funk, man, it really took me back to holding those albums and reading the cartoons. They were cooler than any DC or Marvel comic book character to me, because they looked like me. And it's the I'll tell you what, if this is the last time I get to see George Clinton live, I just want to say thanks for the funk, George. It's definitely, it was a vital part of of who I am, and me growing up, and growing older, and really appreciate. I mean, there's those songs are like, when you say national anthems, I mean, seriously. I mean, man, I have danced and sung and, you know, cried and laughed to those records, and those are just unforgettable memories. And that's why I love music so much. Now, get up off your ass and go see him while he's on tour. He's built a legacy that is truly often imitated but will never be fully duplicated. So, George Clinton's produced and performed so much great music with so many acts. Parliament, Funkadelic, Brides of Funkenstein, Bootsy, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, jams with Prince, Ice Cube. You're going to find a lot of these songs, links to the YouTube videos in the show description. Now, the show's going to continue with our interview with Daniel Chavis and our discussion of the mini Sunday psych music session coming to Raleigh soon. We're going to find out where it's happening, when it's happening, who's playing. We're going to talk about psychedelic music, and it's a great conversation with me, Daniel, and Chico. That's coming up after the break. Yeah. You're listening to the Wreck-A-Stow Podcast. I'm your host, John Champion, talking with the one and only super talented lead singer for the Velt and Apollo Heights, Daniel Chavis. Daniel, what's going on?
Well, what's happening here is I have you down at Lamar hanging out with my good friend Freaky Chico Deke.
Yeah. Chico's in the house.
And we're discussing a mini Sunday psych session that's being hosted by Triangle Psych Fest at Neptune's November 10th. Now, we're also going to have a pre-party. It's going to be at the VAE on Saturday the 9th, hopefully. We're talking to them about it, so it's not worked out yet, but we're trying to get that going to include more bands since we can't do a whole long thing. We were going to do something with VAE a long time ago, but it didn't work out, so I'm praying that we'll be able to do something in conjunction with them as well.
All right. So tell me, in your mind, why is doing another Psych Fest so important?
Well, you know, I traveled all over and all over the... Hey, it sounds kind of corny. I traveled all over the world.
Don't be ashamed.
Yeah, but it sounds stupid. I traveled all over the world and played at a lot of Psych Fest and even in the country. And North Carolina didn't have one. So being invited to play the Austin Psych Fest, which is Levitation by Brian's Jonestown, got me thinking that, you know, Raleigh has a really good music scene. It's different than the way it was when we were young. But I want to introduce this music too.
Yeah. Not as much cultural cross-pollination.
Exactly.
Bands and musicians as it was in the late 80s, early
90s. Not at all.
I've been saying that for 20 years.
Yeah. Right. Every time you turn around, when there's a live event opening in Raleigh, there's always a bluegrass band. That's not what we're all representing here. I mean, I love it. Anyway, but you know, a lot of my friends are in those kind of bands, but I wanted to introduce the fact that there's an undercurrent of psychedelic shoegaze bands in North Carolina, and I wanted to put our stamp on it. So that's why I'm doing it again. The first time we did it with Kangs, Kings. We did it with the Poorhouse and the Wicked Witch. I think we spread ourselves a bit too thin, but it was an ambitious effort. We did it, and that's what counts. So the second time, everybody couldn't do it. I think they got drained. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to do it by myself. So that's it.
Now tell me what bands are going to be on the festival, if you have a lineup of
them. Well, you're talking about Dim Delights, a band called Stray Owls, amazing band called Lazy Jags, and a band called Night Battles. You know.
Okay. Okay. Now, Chico, you were talking to me just a second ago about the Black Psychedelic. Talk to me a little more about that.
Hey, what you be talking about?
I'm trying to think of the first time I heard something that was considered black and psychedelic. It might have been Miles Davis' Bitches Brew. But I was big on Jimmy Castle when I was growing up.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's funky.
And it was funky, but to me, it was always a thin line between the funk and psychedelic. Because my brother's 10 years older than me. He had a bunch of Parliament Funkadelic records. Mm-hmm. And I used to look at a lot of those. And I was like, this shit is crazy.
I went to see them weekend before last in Greensboro.
The Fishbone.
As a kid, you know, I pledged allegiance to the funk. And that to me was the essence of psychedelic.
Oh, yeah.
Then when I got older, I learned about Miles Davis, learned about Ornette Coleman, Don Cherry. And then I was thinking, wow, man, there's a fusion between what is considered black music and white music.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? It's not that simple. You know, the lines are transparent. And so then I thought, as a DJ, I always there's a venue or an event where I can express that.
Uh-huh.
You know, my love for the variety of what represents Black Psychedelic.
Right.
And then, you know, just Troubadour comes along and provides me with an opportunity to do that. Thank you, Mr. Chase.
My nigga. I'll take the ball and run with him here. What Chico says is right. You know, it's kind of like, I don't know what clearly defines the word what psychedelia is, because, you know, I saw on who's the guy that did the Beavis and Butthead? What's his name? Mike Judge.
Mike Judge.
The series. Uh-huh. And it showed how Parliament became psychedelic.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
You saw it, right?
So
that's what we're talking
Tales
about.
From the tour bus.
Yeah, you see the story about how George Clinton became psychedelic?
No.
By these young white kids that gave them some drugs before a show. And after that, it was never the same.
They were tripping.
Yeah, they were tripping.
Literally.
So they kept it up. So, you know, I mean, I don't. I mean, the scene I saw in Austin was a very white occasion. There were no black psychedelic bands in there. I mean, we don't want to put a stamp on that anyway. And hey, Don. And we don't want to put a stamp on it anyway. But that was exactly what I wanted to bring up. You know, I wanted to put a... I mean, I don't know if we're psychedelic or sugar nowadays. I don't know. But we lend ourselves to that.
Now, honestly, you guys say it's hard to separate drugs and influence of drugs, hallucinogens in particular, on psychedelic.
Right.
Because that's why they're called psychotic.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, but as you get older, I mean, as when you're a kid, you're experimenting. You know what I mean? You try this, have these feelings. Then when you get older, it's not so much, oh, I'm on this trip and I'm going to randomly produce some art and then, you know, try to remember what I did and record it the next day. So when you get older, it's more like, you know, there's a, it's almost like a natural high in the sense that like, everything's so formulated and structured, and the paradigms have been set by somebody else of what music can and cannot be,
right,
and what kind of group, you know, what this group looks like. Take, it's not about psychedelic, but take Lil Nas X, for example, who is blurring the lines between hip hop and country, but has been rejected by Billboard as far as being able to be a country chart, mm-hmm. even though country people love music.
Right, yeah, you know? Yeah.
So they've defined what he should be called or what his music is classified as. And my participation in PsychFest is resistance to that conformity. You know what I mean? And that's what psychedelic was from the beginning, the resistance to conformity of the conventional structure of reality.
Trying to put a label on stuff.
Right.
Everyday walls, you're trying to let those walls down.
Everyday walls, I like that.
Fly and be free.
There you go.
I like that.
That's what black psychedelic is.
That's awesome.
You know, right. Let me fly my free flag.
Exactly.
You know, I wouldn't have to be so sneaky.
If he wasn't so freaky deep.
I love it.
A sneaky motherfucker, though. Tell him, Mike.
I love it.
That's bad freaky deep.
This black astronaut. Hold it. That the black astronaut thing that Daniel keeps mentioning.
I don't know what we're doing here, Wendy. We're just talking stupid, and I was saying,
black astronaut.
The last of the ghetto astronauts.
Last of the ghetto astronauts.
We're talking something crazy.
I will say this. I don't know what he's talking about, but I will say that every time you see Mission Control with NASA, you've never seen the black people. Now, we know about the hidden figure story.
We know about that.
We know that the ladies are back there somewhere.
Uh-huh.
But the last, you know, there's new footages. There's footage, it's not new, but they're showing it for the first time.
Uh-huh.
And PBS did a special. And I saw only something from behind. They straight up was a black man in Mission Control. Now, I don't know if he was related to him or not. But I don't know about him being an astronaut.
Right.
I don't know about the astronauts.
Right.
I do know there's at least one black man that was in the room at Mission Control.
Man.
Who was dressed in the shirt with the pins in the pockets, just like everybody
else.
With white shirt with skinny black tie.
Yeah.
That was him.
Man, yeah. I was thinking about writing a bit. You know, I do a little stand-up. I was thinking about writing a bit and take Alexa and make a black Alexa, call it Leon. You know, things you would ask Leon. Leon, how do I make pecan pie?
Or Leon, I put raisins in my potato salad.
Exactly.
Raisins.
Bullshit. Exactly. Exactly.
You call me in 15 minutes. Don't ask me nothing.
Exactly. Don't ask me nothing.
Well, we had a really pretty diverse lineup last year.
Uh-huh.
And now it's kind of scaled down because just on this particular night, I'm going to focus on bands that are primarily what I consider to be the premier shoegaze psych bands in Raleigh.
Okay.
Stray Owls are amazing. I love them. Last of Ghetto Astronauts and Dim Delights played at the Transfer Music facility hall a couple months ago.
Okay.
So they were great. Dim Delights. So that was the band that played with y'all. And Lacey Jacks is just phenomenal. Night Battles is just incredible. That's a good lineup. You know what I'm saying? They're all pretty hard bands.
That's great, man.
Lacey Jacks, Dim Delights, Night Battles, and The Velt.
I love it.
Night Battles, The Velt. Who am I forgetting? Wait a minute. Lacey Jacks.
That's all right.
I'm going to forget it.
I understand. You got to pull out the notes. I'm with you. But else was I going to ask you? I was going to say...
I'm listening.
So tell me one more time. Tell me when it's going to be and where.
Okay, it's going to be at Neptune's November the 10th. That's a Sunday.
Okay.
So we kind of want people to get there early. So and since we're having so many...
14 West Martin Street, I believe it's the address.
Yeah, 14 West Martin Street, underground.
Okay.
And what it is we're having five bands, and so we have people get there early, mm-hmm. so we can, have everybody, being on it. So Lacey Jag, Stray Owls, Night Battles, The Velt, and Dim the Lights.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great. I'm looking forward to it. Is there anything else you want to let people know about the festival? Or?
Well, it's just going to be a Sunday psych session, so it won't be a festival per se.
Okay.
Because we can't. We just can't afford it. And gotcha. I take into consideration people like Paul Seiler and Kate from Kings giving me the chance to try. It's their job. They're like, look, we don't want a bunch of motherfuckers on the bill because we got to think about cost. And, just people have lives. So, I take that into consideration. And everybody's going to have short sets. It's going to be a little bit of a small taste test along with Last Ghetto Astronauts, Chico Scott. We're going to have James Leek, my man Sean, Last Ghetto Astronauts, So it's going to be kind of a smorgasbord of sound for the evening.
I love it.
You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Yeah.
You want to talk?
Well, right now, we're kind of taking a hiatus because my grandmother just died, so I got to kind of get back into the writing mode.
Understood. So sorry about your loss.
No, I appreciate it.
Definitely. She meant a lot to the community.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. I've got a special memory of the first time I came over with Jamal and Bo, pick you guys up to take you to a show.
Yeah.
This was 88 or 89. And Jamal had a big yellow Oldsmobile.
Right.
And, so we're
going. Was that what it was?
Yeah, man. That big Oldsmobile 98, man.
She said something crazy. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she did.
She said something crazy.
You guys were in the washroom practicing.
Right.
She was, I don't care where you're going. Just go. Grandma, we're going to Chapel Hill. I don't care. Just go. Just go. Keeping all that fuss in my house.
Ooh, yeah.
But I saw you guys play that night. You played at the Art Center in Carrborough.
Chico was there.
And you killed it.
Yeah, the Art Center in Carrborough, Chico.
And that was the first time.
Yeah.
That was the first time I ever saw you.
Yeah.
That was the first time I ever saw you guys play.
Yeah. Right.
That's it. That's the first time I ever saw you guys play. And I just was like mesmerized by Marvin. Like,
why?
Man, Marvin was playing his face off.
Right.
And all you guys were. And I was just like, damn, they black and they weird like me.
Right.
This is cool.
Well, it's funny you should say that because there's a lot of new young black bands coming out that are doing it completely different than we're doing. Right. And people ask, well, what do you think about this band and that band? I mean, you don't hate on other black folks trying to get a leg in. It's like, well, yeah, but they're younger. Yeah, of course they are. I'm not young anymore. And it's good to see other brothers come along. You pass the torch to them. They may be slightly or very, way different than you are, but you're not in it to be in for a competition.
Yeah.
I do it because I like it. They go, I met one time. I was married once, I'm sorry to say. And my wife, she goes, well, one day you're going to have to get a real job. And I'm like, excuse me?
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, that goes without saying because, to be an artist, you have to have another job to pay the bills. If you're not doing whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what you have to do things that you like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, gotta have a little hustle.
Yeah.
Something to pay the bills.
So that's what it is. And it's like, I do it because I like it. And going back to what I'm saying, there are lots of other new black men people should look out for. And it's a good time,
Oh, yeah. Now, when I saw Fishbone in Greensboro 2 weeks ago.
I know them niggas.
It was crazy. You know them more.
Yeah.
It was crazy because they playing their faces off. But there's a lot of, I hate to call them bougie, there's a lot of older folks that just didn't seem like they want to stand up and get into it, and they looking all bewildered.
Was it packed out there?
It was packed. It was packed. It's an amphitheater. It's not as big as Walnut Creek, but, and it's not covered, but the weather was good, and they did their thing, tore it up, and then Parliament did their thing.
Ooh, I love them.
And, it was great.
We played with Fishbone dozens of times.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw you. I almost got crushed at a Fishbone show.
Was it when we played?
You guys were playing.
What show was it?
Oh, my God. It was a long time ago. 88 to 89. Truth and Soul was out. The Cat's Cradle was in a totally different place.
Right.
The Cat's Cradle was on Franklin Street near Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, right.
Yeah, man.
And it was Us, Fishbone. I forgot what that was.
I forget.
But we did a couple of days for Fishbone outside of Norcona.
Man.
Huh? Yeah. Mission Valley. Oh, it was at the pier.
Wow.
Well, it was the pier.
I saw you in Chapel Hill, and you opened for Fishbone, and this is how crazy it was. Jamal told me, he was like, don't stand up front. Don't stand up close. I said, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, wait. I'm doing an interview.
So I'm standing there. I'm standing at the front watching you and your brother play. You guys are great. The show was great. The place was rocking. It was the 80s. All right. All of a sudden, you guys leave. And I'm standing there waiting to see Fishbone. All of a sudden, the crowd starts moving like as one mass unit. Fish.
I believe it.
Boom. Fish. Bone. I got scared as hell. I was in the 11th grade. I was like, I'm about to get trampled.
I love them.
Oh, my God. But you guys killed it, and they killed it as well.
That was a good show.
That was a good show, man.
Yeah.
That was a good show. Well, listen, man, thanks for taking the time to talk to me.
Yeah, I'm Daniel Chavis. This is my man.
Introduce yourself.
Freako America.
My name is Chico Scott.
We're going to have another Marvel character.
Yeah. Riley Scott.
Exactly.
I love it.
Monday.
Thank you guys so much. Right, and we'll be looking forward to the
Sunday sax session.
Sunday sax session,
November 10th. Look out for a possible party. We'll probably hope we'll be doing with the VLC. And we'll see. And then we'll keep you posted.
And that's going to do it for this episode of the Rekka Stowe Podcast. Make sure you go see these bands, especially make sure you don't miss the mini Sunday Psych experience coming to Neptune's in Raleigh on November 10th. It's going to be very, very nice. Don't forget to hit the show description for links to much of the music and articles that we talked about on the show. Special thanks to Daniel Chavis, Chico Scott, Mike, and everyone at the Landmark Bar in downtown Raleigh. And we dedicate this episode to the memory of Miss Mabel Pipkin. Thanks for listening.